Well, I want to reintroduce my guests today. They are Anel Danzik and Brian Lazorschak, Senior Portfolio Managers for Stack Financial. And as you were listening to the former segment, our previous segment just a few moments ago, they will be speaking at the Money Show in Orlando on February 9th. Again, for those of you who may be unfamiliar with it, the Money Show Orlando features lots of investors and investing and trading experts. And it's held this year at the Omni Resort, February 8th through 11th. And I will be speaking at the show as well on February 10th. To register, you can go to OrlandoMoneyShow.com or come to SteVePomerantz.com. Either way, that will get you to the show to register. And I don't believe there's any cost for registering. There isn't. Okay, so Anel and Brian, welcome back. We were talking in the last segment about the market and the technical indicators of the market. We were talking about high valuations, PE ratios, and those kinds of things which people look at. And you were mentioning some technical factors that you look at to kind of see if there's any warning signs. But you guys buy individual stocks. So when you go out and make an investment decision or you're researching, what are the metrics that you use to make a decision as to buy a particular company?
Well, it's an excellent question. It's actually one of the things we do a workshop on at the Money Show conferences is talking about what we look for in stocks. And, you know, one thing I hope everybody understands about us is everything we do is very data driven. And the basis for one of our presentations was taking a look back at some of the best performing stocks over the last 30 years and what characteristics they had before that time. We kind of narrowed it down to several things that we try to emphasize in our own portfolios for clients. Things like superior profitability, competitive advantage. You know, those firms that have a real, true competitive advantage tend to have better returns over long time periods. They have to have financial strength. They have to be a solid financial organization. And then valuation. And one of the things we look for valuation as a measure of, as a kind of some built-in protection, if you will. You know, it's not necessarily that you need to go out and find the cheapest stock, but rather avoiding the most highly valued ones can help you to avoid some real problems.
So would you guys characterize yourselves as value investors or growth at a reasonable price investors, or what category would you put yourself in, if any?
Sure. We really would put ourselves, if we had to, in a category more growth at a reasonable price. But our main goal in our management style is to preserve assets, especially in a bear market, as much as possible, and participate in the upward swing of a bull market as much as possible as well.
Hard to do.
Hard to do. That's right. And we know in the bear market, we won't. We're, of course, susceptible. But if we can minimize that by using our cash buffer, which we can describe in a little bit, because we'll change our allocation methodically throughout the course of a market cycle.
Yeah. So, you know, there's this very big discussion about buying individual stocks versus buying plain indexes, broad market indexes like the S&P 500 and others, and even kind of chopping it up and using ETFs to buy other sectors of the market or sections of the market, or looking at buy stocks with high dividends or low dividends, whatever growth, you know, whatever it may be. You know, you guys are buying individual stocks. You obviously believe in that method. So kind of give me the discussions, an idea of the discussions that you guys have when you're looking at these indexes and this massive move of money towards indexes versus what you guys do.
Well, first, it's interesting, and we'd say, and I don't think it's any secret, that the market tends to move toward, and you know, the general investor tends to move toward indexing late in bull markets when it's worked for a long time. Yeah. You know, there are frankly periods in the market where paying attention to some of the things we just mentioned, financial strength and superior profitability, don't get you much in terms of absolute return. Those things tend to help you more during the difficult times.
Yeah.
So there's definitely been a shift toward indexing. And, you know, from a broader industry standpoint, some of it makes sense in that a lot of the industry has been closet indexers for some time. And if you're going to hire a mutual fund manager who's essentially going to buy the index, why pay an active management fee? So we can understand that side of it, but we do think there is value to be added through individual stock selection. And it typically comes during the more difficult times in the market.
Yeah.
Since we're quite distant and a return percentage removed from difficult times, people tend to kind of forget about that and shift toward more passive instruments.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to put it. I mean, I personally use a lot of index funds, and we do have some managers that we employ that buy individual stocks. But psychologically, I will tell you that in a bear market, it's nice to know if you've got good quality stocks. I think it's easier for people to identify with them to go, you know, hey, you know, Johnson & Johnson's not going out of business. Procter & Gamble's not going out of business, you know. Whereas when you have an index fund, it's like, you know, it's this closed, it's like this box. You don't know what it is. The S&P 500, it's just a number that goes up and down, and you make money, you lose money. I think there's a comfort in knowing, you know, what the individual stocks in your portfolio. So I would say to my listeners, you know, if we do, you know, enter a down market and you own index funds, you know, go into Yahoo Finance and put in the symbol and look at holdings. I think it'll make you feel a little bit better about that. But you guys are talking about valuations. Now, you guys just look at U.S. markets. So in your portfolios, you don't necessarily have any exposure to foreign markets or bonds?
You're right. We do look at just U.S. markets from the standpoint in our portfolio. We are looking for companies that trade in U.S. indexes. Some of those might be companies that are actually domiciled in other countries but trade here and have a trading volume that we feel is comfortable for the type of stock that mm-hmm. we would own in our portfolios. Mm-hmm. We do also monitor other countries and indexes for other countries, the major ones, mm-hmm. as indicators of the overall health of the global economy. And the reason for that is, of course, even though the companies that we're putting in the portfolio may be U.S. companies or traded on the U.S. market, their revenues come from all over the world, and they have business, many of them, not all, but many, exactly. And so we see that we're getting global diversification in that manner, but we find it a safer way of doing it versus looking for companies that are not traded in the U.S. on the index.
You guys are located in Montana, right?
Yes, we are.
Whitefish, Montana.
Just outside of Glacier National Park. That's right.
So I guess you're, geographically speaking, you're closer to Canada. That is a foreign market.
Yeah.
But you're about as far away from the foreign markets as anybody on the East Coast or the West Coast, probably.
True.
And also, I guess all that snow and those buffaloes may affect your thinking as well. I don't know exactly how, but all kidding aside, let's move on here and talk about inflation. So we saw an uptick in interest rates. The Fed actually moved. And actually, interest rates on longer-term government bonds, which are not controlled by the Fed, but controlled by investors and moved, I think, mostly by the fear of inflation or the actual fact that we will or won't have inflation. But the economy is in pretty good shape. It looks like 2017 is going to be a year of stimulus in the economy, whether it's infrastructure and other things that President-elect Trump is promising right now. So we have, I don't think we've ever actually seen stimulus in the economy in a time where we actually have a good economy. So a lot of people are worried about inflation. Tell me what you guys think about inflation and what it means to your investing decisions.
Yeah, inflation is under control at the moment, but it's been creeping up. We've started talking about it this summer, as a matter of fact, as we were starting to see early indications of some of the precursors to inflation, wage growth, you know, a tight labor market, some of these other things starting to creep in to the equation. And that seems to be continuing and even accelerating a bit since the election. You mentioned the move up in bond yields. You know, we're looking at critical levels on those indexes as, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3% on the 10-year and and 4% on the 30-year is being levels that are important signs that we're moving in the other direction. And of course, the issue with inflation is that that will then feed into potentially Fed policy and could really be the wild card here, because as you said, the economy's kind of moving along at a nice pace and probably picking up a little bit, and confidence is going to drive that. And, you know, the wild card might be how much pressure there is on the Fed to act more quickly than they've indicated to really, you know, start by normalizing rates and then by raising them further.
Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. My guests today have been Anel Danzik and Brian Lazorschak with Stack Financial Management, located in Montana. And they'll be talking at the Money Show in Orlando on February 9th. And the show will be held at the Omni Resort February 8th to 11th. I'll be speaking at the show as well on February 10th. And to register, you can go to OrlandoMoneyShow.com or come to our site. And to hear this conversation again, go to SteVePomerantz.com. That's P-O-M-E-R-A-N-Z, SteVePomerantz.com. Anel, Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.